Now we can move on to some news items. Among other stories, BBC Radio Norfolk and the Hospital Radio make the news, and the hospital gets another mention as emergency measures put in place some time ago are brought to an end. All of Norfolk's MPs have written to the BBC's Director General urging him to think again over proposed cuts to Radio Norfolk. BBC journalists, including in Norwich, staged a 48-hour strike in a dispute over the cuts last week. Members of the National Union of Journalists are protesting at the BBC's plans to reduce local radio services across England, and they've been given support by the county's MPs. The cross-party letter to Director General Tim Davey has been signed by Norfolk MPs Richard Bacon, Duncan Baker, George Freeman, Brandon Lewis, Clive Lewis, Jerome Mayhew, Chloe Smith, Liz Truss and James Wilde. The letter stated MPs were worried about the minimum of 86 hours of Norfolk-made content each week would be cut to 44 hours.
Volunteers who played a crucial role during the COVID pandemic are appealing for help as they look to continue keeping spirits up at Norfolk's biggest hospital. Hospital Radio Norwich will next year celebrate its 50th anniversary since its foundation at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital back in 1974. Its loyal band of volunteers stepped up during the pandemic when many people were unable to visit their loved ones in hospital but are facing challenges to keep the station running full-time. Station spokesman James Baker said, "Hospital Radio Norwich is now urgently seeking volunteers to further its service to patients both at their studios and in the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Due to retirement, people moving away, and personal commitments, the station is struggling to gain enough members to keep it fully running. We need fundraisers, events organisers, and help overseeing the general running of the station, including ward visiting, preparing the programmes, and presentation."
Officials at the region's largest hospital say they are within days of ending a controversial emergency measure which saw extra beds crammed onto wards. The policy, which had seen some areas at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital reconfigured to accommodate 7 patients rather than 6, has been in force since late 2021. The measure has been criticised because patients receive less comfort and privacy through their care. However, with the hospital struggling to cope with the demand for beds and difficulties in discharging patients into the community, bosses have been thus far unable to end the practice. But they now say they are hopeful of being able to restore wards to their usual capacity in the next 2 weeks.
Hopes that a major retailer will reopen its vacant Norwich department store have been rekindled after its parent company submitted fresh plans. Frasers Group, which owns shopping giant House of Fraser, has proposed an overhaul of the external advertisement displays at Chantry Place Shopping Centre. The store announced in December that it would be closing for a short period, but did not confirm how long it would be keeping its doors shut. A fresh application to Norwich City Council has revealed plans for a redevelopment of the external advertising on the shopping mall. Under the proposals, the existing House of Fraser sign would be removed and replaced by one reading Fraser's.
More pressure has been heaped on council bosses to reopen a park and ride site on the Norwich outskirts, which has been out of use since the start of the COVID pandemic. The council is now being pushed to reopen the facility, with 11 parish councils issuing a joint statement saying it is essential that services resume. The Green District Councillor asked how keeping the site shut fitted in with the council's drive to cut carbon emissions. In a joint response, Eric Vardy, the Cabinet Member for Environment and Waste, and Graham Plant, Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said, We fully recognise the role that the Park and Ride Service, including that from POSIC, can fulfil for our climate strategy. This must be measured against the comparatively low patronage that Park and Ride has experienced post-pandemic, and reopening the site and service would add up to £200,000 to the subsidy that Norfolk County Council has had to find since the pandemic to open and run the other sites.
An angry community battling to prevent a 5G mast going up in their neighbourhood claim it would compromise the safety of all pedestrians. The 17-metre mast, which is to be erected by Clark Telecoms on the corner of Wall Road near Sewell Park Academy in NR3, is set to improve web speeds for people around the outskirts of the city centre. This is a very dangerous busy junction and has been the scene of many accidents over the years. More than 30 objections have been lodged on the City Council's online planning portal. Many are questioning why another mast is needed when there is already one on Constitution Hill.
Popular lifestyle guide Muddy Stilettos has announced the Norfolk winners of its public-voted 2023 awards. Each county had a champion in each of the 27 categories, and there were 77,000 businesses nominated and 800,000 votes cast nationwide in 2023. The food and drink winners in Norfolk were Gyre and Gimble in Norwich for Best Bar, which is also a gin distillery, and Chestnut's Coffee in Fundall Hall for Cafe, which offers a wide range of treats in a rustic lodge. The recruiting sergeant in Horsehead, which serves a seasonal menu with a big focus on seafood, was the best destination pub, and Church Farm Shop in Heatherset was Norfolk's favourite farm shop or deli. Loaf Microbakery in Wyndham, which recently expanded into Norwich, came out on top in the local food or drinks producer category, and the King's Arms in Flegborough was named Best Restaurant.
We now have a second feature for you, and as mentioned, this is again taken from Derek James's Nostalgia column. This time, the subject is Carrow Bridge. The article is again read by Lynette Edwards.